We're supposed to handle that by internal economies. Right. In the first year of restraint, we added 4,000 students across our system. Second year of restraint, we added 3,400 students. Last year, we lost students. That's the message that has to be sent to this government. You keep this restraint program going, we'll find a new place in Canada called number 15. Let me tell you a little bit about faculty layoffs, because it's pretty clear now that this government is not going to quit until they have some tenured faculty in the universities laid off. Let me tell you about our faculty situation. Okay. It's okay. In 1982-83, our system laid off 119 instructors. 1983-84, our system laid off 235 instructors. In the last month, we've had notices of layoff of another 164 full-time instructors. That's 500 instructors out of 4,000. Does that sound like an internal economy? So we lost one in nine of those of us who were working in 1982. To bring it home, and I appreciate the fact that it's wet out, but it's warm inside, and that's what I like out there. I want to tell you about BCIT, our largest institution. And I think it's important to remember this government goes around calling for a high-tech solution. But when it comes time to act, they do everything in their power to make sure there's not going to be any high-tech solution. So let me tell you the story of BCIT. In year one, 1982-83, they had a 4% cut in their budget. They were able to handle it by raising student tuition fees. A familiar story? Yeah! In year two, they had a 10% cut. They raised student tuition fees again, plus they laid off 50 faculty. Next year, they say to BCIT, you got a bigger cut coming. Obviously, you're good at it. So, 89 instructors are going to be laid off on May 31st. Five programs are going to be canceled for next September. 440 student places, that's you and you and you, are going to be cut. That's over 10% of what BCIT offers. What's the point? No more cuts is right, yeah.
No more cuts! 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 No more cuts!
So I say to this government, an institution that has an 85% job placement rate within 3 months of graduation is a pretty stupid institution to be cutting back on. And I say to this government, stop this stupidity. Let's try and be partners. You want to be partners, then let's be partners. That means you've got to trust us too, you know. Restore post-secondary funding to where it was in 1982. That's all we're asking. Offer our youth an alternative to what is increasingly a landscape of despair. Let's look at education as an investment, not a drain on our resources. And finally, let's have an Education 86 as well as an Expo 86. Thank you.
There. Okay, it seems like I've passed over a couple of people. The president of the Alma Mater Society at the University of Victoria, Rosamund Keshavani, is here to speak.
All right, students! We're here, and we're not only representing students across British Columbia as an alliance, but we are representing all those young people out there in British Columbia. And what we are saying is we want quality, accessible education in British Columbia. And that means we want those grants back. We want our 7.5%, and we don't want Band-Aid solutions. What we have to realize is that we have the power to change the system. We have to remain an alliance. We have to work together with the faculty, the support staff, and the administration when possible. And together, we can change not only the situation in British Columbia, but the political system across the country.
Next on the list is a spokesperson from the Simon Fraser University, president of the Faculty Association, Dr. Singh.
I want to correct the impression before the people of British Columbia that we have gathered here not to just advance our interests, the interests of the faculty, of the universities, and of the students alone only. Our interests are integrated in the interests of the society. We value the quality of life in this country, and we don't want this government to throw that away. There is no doubt that we certainly elected them. We do respect restraint. We do respect restraint. I think restraint is good. We also think that the government has the right to demand that the universities should run more efficiently. I think that is good also. But we are, what against is their priorities. They haven't set their priorities right. I think they have undervalued the importance of the investment in education. We elected them to use wisdom, which they have consistently refused to use. We want that they should spend the money very, very wisely. If you were a parent and you had a child and you had fallen on bad economic times, would you send your child to the university for education, or would you go to the expo and eat popcorn there? Obviously, if you love your child, you will send him to the university. And the same way, we want the British Columbia government to love the people of British Columbia also. They should provide facilities for all the students, all the young people in this province to be able to go to the university at a very nominal cost. We don't know how geniuses will be produced, how art, literature, and other things which we value in life will be produced at the universities. We want the government to support that. Secondly, I think the government keeps on taking the shelter that they are exercising restraint, that is why they can't give money to the universities. I think that is a grim joke. That is a very, very grim joke, almost the joke of a sadist, because every dollar that has been spent on the universities last year in British Columbia, 86 cents were provided by the federal government. This year, the federal government has increased that grant by 7.4%. So that means that if they don't pass on this money to us, to the universities, it will be 93 or almost 94 cents. Soon, if the trend continues, they will make a profit out of the universities. And I wouldn't be surprised if after a few years, if the trend continues, they might float a company like Brick they did and sell shares to the public. I think it is time we should tell the government that investment in education is a very wise investment. They should not group investment in education with healthcare or welfare. It is not that. It is the future of the society which we must protect, and we must tell this government not to underfund the universities.
Thank you, Dr. Singh. Next on the agenda is chairperson of the Vancouver School Board. Please welcome Pauline Weinstein.
That's great. Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be here today to address University College students and faculty. And I was one of you last year. I've taught in the school system 16 years. I think I have a very good sense of what we're all about. As was pointed out, the Premier spoke for 30 minutes last night. There was not one word about education at all. Thousands upon thousands of letters have gone to the minister across the desks in every language possible from the entire province. No recognition whatsoever of public opinion of the educators, the people who are responsible for delivering services to their community. No response whatsoever. And it was a reporter who asked the Premier, do we see any stop to further restraint and cuts in education? And the Premier said he's not through making his adjustments as of yet. As far as we're concerned, he's through making those adjustments to our budget. Premier said that it would be just fine if the local school board went to its homeowners, because they're only paying 8% of education, and asked them to fund more for schools for extras. And I want you to note the word extras. We're not being funded adequately right now for a basic education program for our students in this province. These are not extras. We're not going to buy his referendum. We turned it down last night. We are not going to impose more taxes on homeowners, on people who are trying to hang on to their homes, on people who are unemployed and can't put food on the table. We're not going to lay any more trips in the name of restraint on those that can least afford to accept those impositions of taxes. No way. They brought in a referendum so that the flak can be taken off the backs of that government. And that government has had lots of flak. I hope that this is a continuation of that flak and that we will have more meetings of this kind, that we will be united in demanding what taxpayers are already paying for, and that is full quality education right across this province at all levels. Thank you.
We're also fortunate today to have the student president of Langara. Her name's Kathy Lowe.
Thank you. I have a very short message, but it has a very good point to it. We're here from Langara because we have a vested interest in the University of British Columbia. Many of our students go on to UBC, so we care about what happens at UBC, and we care about what happens at SFU and UVic. I also want to tell you that the colleges are governed by a college board, which is appointed by the government. And the government is now getting a little nervous about the universities because all of you people are making too much noise about how you don't like it. And the government is going to try to take away the autonomy of the universities. And I want to tell you what happens when you lose autonomy. The College Board is passing a budget for Vancouver Community College tomorrow afternoon. The students and the faculty have absolutely no say in that budget. We get cut tomorrow, like it or not. is, we want to support you because, as I said, it's a vested interest, but because we all believe strongly that we have to stand together. We have something in common. We all care about education, and we all think our government doesn't care about education. We want Bill. I'd like to see more of these type of rallies, and I think that contrary to what people say, the more people that come out, the bigger our voices, and sooner or later they have to listen. Thank you.
If it's possible, maybe, I understand that a lot of sound's just not getting through because people are crowding around the speakers, so can we just give a little room to the speakers over here, please?
Get the cameras out of the way. It's not a media event, it's okay.
Finally on the agenda is Dennis Pavlich. He's past president of the Faculty Association of UBC.
Good afternoon, friends. We're assembled here to tell on the government. We're here to tell the people of the troglodytic policies of the government. Our universities are approaching a crisis, the results of which could be of untold proportions. You have heard from several speakers today of the serious risk of depletion of the faculty, depletion of the student body, depletion of the universities. All of these will result in lost opportunities for British Columbians and for Canadians. More students will mean less access and less options. And worse still, the universities will be poorer because the pool of ideas, the instruments for development and accommodation to change will also be lost. The universities not only teach the students and prepare them for careers, but just as important, they contribute to the generation of ideas and to the practical implementation of those ideas within society. I wish to remind the government of just a few of the examples that have taken place recently. In the area of science, we have had the development of the Moly battery, a high-energy, long-life battery that will revolutionize the state-of-the-art in this area. Already, a multi-million dollar plant is under construction at Maple Ridge for its exploitation, and the economic effects of this will be of benefit to all British Columbians. In the area of medicine, at the Triumph Cyclotron, research is underway under imaging processes in order to enable the development of three-dimensional pictures of the internal organs of the body and their functions. All this will be done with the use of non-destructive radiation. Bodily processes will be observed, assisting research in the malfunctions that cause Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. In the area of psychology, work is being done on improving the reliability of the controversial polygraph test. In forestry, new devices for controlling infestation of bugs such as budworm, and by doing this through the use of non-polluting devices. In engineering, soil testing techniques are being developed by researchers and are being used to assist in the discovery of offshore oil in the Arctic. In the areas of law, economics, and political science, studies are underway in the area of Japanese law and the development of Pacific Rim for the purposes of trade and developing a new economic markets in those areas. In the area of sociology, Research is being conducted in improving the reliability of sample surveys, that is to say, polling, an instrument that the government makes constant use of. And yet, it has also added an interesting dimension to hypocrisy. As it pours scorn on the validity of this discipline. Government myopia is woefully absent, as evident in the Premier's speech last night. He talks about cooperation and partnership, but fails to mention the universities and education. The fathers of our Confederation saw education as a matter properly falling within the domain of the provincial jurisdiction. It was a matter for the people, for the local community, a resource for opportunities and identity. But where is the provincial government's commitment? Today, the universities are almost entirely funded by the federal government. Indeed, we now have evidence of the ultimate in sleaze as money voted by the House of Commons for higher education is being deflected into other areas. Unconnect. The situation is almost as bad in the area of research. Of the total funds allocated for research, 70% of those funds come from the federal government, 16% from private companies, and a mere 9% from the provincial government. And yet education was given to the provinces as a sacred trust, and it has become fashionable today to talk about sacred trusts. And I ask you, is the current government in Victoria faithfully discharging its sacred trust under the Constitution? I would like. I would like to quote a former premier of this province. Shame on you, Pat McGeer. Shame on you, Norman Spector. Shame on you, Bill Bennett. Shame on you, Socred government. And to the people of British Columbia, I say, British Columbia needs its universities, it needs its community colleges. Thank you.
You know, despite what someone might have said a few minutes ago, this is a media event. We are concerned about our university, and we want to tell this province so. We want to tell the people up in these office buildings, these are the offices we are going to occupy in the future. We care about our education. No more cuts. No more cuts. Let them hear cuts. No more cuts. No more cuts. No more cuts. No more cuts. It's our province, folks. It belongs to us. We haven't got anyone else on the agenda now. I'd like to make one more announcement. There's a conference on the critical functions of the university being held at UBC Friday evening, March 8th, and continuing on March 9th. Speakers will include Charles Taylor, he's a distinguished political philosopher from McGill,
and Sarah Shorten, president of CAUT. Everyone's welcome. Also, we're going to have an open mic. If anyone wants to come up and say something or express how they feel, please make it brief, okay? Thank you very much for coming out here. Thank you very much for coming out and braving the weather. Thank you, first students.
I think that all one has to do is take a look at the faces that are on the people here today, and they can realize that there's a problem in our education system in BC. I think that has been said time and time again, but I feel that the provincial government isn't listening. The priorities must change. We can no longer take a look at our education as being a benefit, as being a benefit only for a few, but it's got to be a benefit for all. Education is a necessity. I think it's been said that the education force here in BC, we need a highly educated force. And that's a fact that our provincial government hopes to deny. If we want to take a look at if there's going to be any kind of economic renewal by our provincial government, we have to first take a look at our education system. Bill Bennett was quoted today in the provincial paper saying that the gloom of the past is over. Well, I'm saying that the gloom is just beginning with these proposed cuts. And the students of this province do not have much to look forward to in the way of an accessible education. The Federation, which represents 80,000 students, is committed to having these cuts stopped. And I feel that this rally here can only be one among many if we are going to have any kind of voice in the government. Thank you.
Remind people about going to CKVU tonight.
Oh, I've been asked to remind you to go to CKVU tonight for the forum.
At
6:30. My name is Barb Wilder, and I'm an arts rep on the Student Council at UBC and a member of the Vancouver Student Movement. I want to congratulate people on a very spirited protest. So much for the apathy theory. You know, this restraint program is geared towards creating a so-called favorable investment climate in BC. Our government would like us to crawl on our hands and knees at the mercy of the foreigners and who come here to drink our sweat and blood. Well, we're showing them that we're not going to go on our hands and knees. We won't accept that. We will fight back. One more point. I just want to say that people have been attacking the Socred government here, and rightly so, for their policies. But I also want to point out that these kinds of attacks on education against the people in general have been going on across the country and other places in the world for a long time. You know, some people in this government and elsewhere said before that they should promote education and fund it because at that time it was profitable for them to do so. But today it is not profitable, and they need to cut it to be able to increase their profits. So, is that restraint? They're demanding restraint, that we should pay for the crisis, and that we should accept these cutbacks at our expense. So we should demand, make the rich pay. That's the kind of restraint we want, not us.
People are leaving now. We've been down here for about the last hour and a half. We're soaking wet. Everybody's probably going off to have coffee and beer and talk about what's happening. The energy level at the demonstration was hopefully a sign to the Socreds that we aren't going to put up with their education cuts. There are more things you can do if you couldn't be down here. You can write your MLA. You can write to the members, the Minister of Education. You can write to Jack Heinrich. Write to Pat McGeer and say no more cuts. Sarah Terra will keep you up to date on what's happening in terms of the education system in British Columbia. Stay tuned to CITR. This has been a live CITR broadcast. Back to you, Alex, in the studios.